I'd like to turn the presentation over to Simon Mahan, SACE Renewable Energy Manager.
Thanks, Sarah. Can you hear me all right?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Great. Okay. So as Aaron said, I'm Simon Mahan. I am the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy Renewable Energy Manager, and I focus primarily on wind energy and encouraging wind energy development throughout the Southeast. But today's webinar is focusing on some of the myths around wind energy, and I'm going to do my best to run through a bunch of them, but I understand there are many, many more than what I'll be able to cover in this next hour, and I'm sure there are even plenty more that I've never even heard of. But generally, the myths about wind energy can be grouped into four major categories and then a fifth kind of miscellaneous area. So the general issues that folks have or concerns or questions about wind energy include the aesthetics or how wind farms look and behave in the environment, the health, potential health impacts from wind farms, the costs of the electricity coming from wind energy, and, of course, the environmental impacts of wind energy. And I didn't place these at random. These are generally the order that people recognize as being most important to them with regard to building a brand new wind farm in their backyard. Can we go to the next slide? So there is some organized opposition at the national level with regard to wind farm development. Below is listed just some of these organizations. One of them, I'd like to point out, the American Wind Energy Opposition, or AWEO, is very close to a trade association for the wind energy industry, the American Wind Energy Association, AWEA. And so it's kind of funny that they chose the very similar acronyms. But of course, the picture is the famous image of Don Quixote, who ran around the Spanish countryside slaying windmills many, many centuries ago. But there is a coordinated effort. But believe it or not, about 89% of Americans believe that increasing the amount of wind energy that this nation gets is actually a good idea. So the opposition is organized, but they're very, very small. Next. So just, again, kind of divvying the arguments up a bit more here. Under aesthetics, folks are concerned about the turbine size, how ugly they are, or how they perceive them to be ugly, the noise of the turbines, potential tourism impacts or property values. And throughout this presentation, I've borrowed a lot of these cartoons that some of the opposition groups have developed to kind of show what they're saying and how they're saying it. But I do want to note here that there have been some studies done that show that aesthetic perceptions, both positive and negative, about wind farms are tend to be the strongest single influence on an individual's attitudes with regard to the wind projects. And so these tend to be some of the most emotionally charged issues that people want answered, and rightfully so. Next slide. And also, throughout the rest of this presentation, you may also notice that I'll be comparing wind turbines to a lot of other things, particularly in the energy realm. And it's meant to strike a comparison of